It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, grappling fans?
We'll see. First, I'm going to put you in terms of staying mentally in the game.
We're just going to be fast.
All our matches have been pretty close.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Who's Number One podcast. Serious flying solo today. No Chase Smith. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about, but first, let's go through some news. Live events this weekend. We have, you know, by this time this comes out, Fight to Win 146 will have already happened, but we have Third Coast Grappling Kumite 4 coming tonight. Crazy no-gi bracket. We have one of the guys from that on the show today, Nicky Rob. We'll talk with him about that soon. Also, of course, ADCC 2021 is going to be on Flow Grappling September 25th and 26th of 2021. All eight trials this time. Last time we only had four. This time we're going to have all eight. There's new Flow films out. Reed's been busting his ass. He made a Keenan film, a Levi film, a Leandro Lowe film, Wrestling versus Grappling film. Daisy Fresh Episode 3 going to be coming soon. Rankings have been updated. Gi, no gi. Gi rankings have been updated to take out people who haven't competed since Worlds 2019. Also, Fight to Win headed to Austin. It's going to be a month of Fight to Win in Austin, so looking forward to that. I don't got to travel for those. Just drive up the street. And joining me today, calling in from New Jersey, Nick Rodriguez. Nicky Rod, how's it going, man?
What's up, guys? Good to be back. Good to see you guys.
That's pretty sick. You got a little fan art hanging behind you, huh?
Yeah, I get people send me stuff here and there, and I actually have my own podcast coming soon, so trying to spice up the room a little bit.
What's the Nick Rodriguez podcast going to be?
It's going to be called Nicky Rod All Access. Just have cool conversations with a bunch of dope people. Yeah, it's something I've been wanting to do for a while. It's actually took me quite a long time to, like, get all the podcast gear. Everything's been, like, back ordered. Everybody went through, like, a frenzy when Corona first.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, because everybody's doing meetings from home and probably starting podcasts. You also do, like, some sort of videos you got going on, too. I saw there's, like, some workout videos and stuff. You got a lot going on, right?
Yeah, I stay pretty busy. I do YouTube channels. I have a few vlogs out. I've been doing that. And then, you know, I saw the workout videos and the takedown series on BJ Fanatics that does pretty well. People love all the content.
What's your YouTube channel called?
Nicky Rod All Access.
Nicky Rod All Access. I got to check that out later. Sure. Get some good Nicky Rod content. How's training been going for you, man?
Oh, good, man. Nothing really changes around, you know, around us. We just keep training hard every single day.
Now you're living up north now, right? You're not driving that long drive anymore?
Yeah. No, I'm like literally 15 minutes away from Henzo. So practice is easy and fast. And no, you know, I was like, when I was driving, you know, doing 6 hours a day round trip, and it was just draining on the body, you know, like you get done this killer workout and then, yeah, driving's not physically taxing, but it's mentally exhausting. You know, you have to stay awake, you have to pay attention the whole time. So it was definitely hindering, you know, my mentality. So it's much more, my quality of life is definitely, you know, taking a few notches up since I don't have to drive so much.
So this bracket this week in the Third Coast Grappling Kumite 4, it's a crazy bracket. It's a hell of a stacked no-gi bracket. What do you think about this thing?
I think it's going to be fun, man. I think it's a great way to kind of – you know, knock off the rust of quarantine and get back into competition. Because, you know, before I was competing like 2-3 times a month, you know, up to and all the way through ADCC. And you know, I had this really the first break that I've had. With 3 months, no competition. And I'm just ready to get back out there and see how much I've progressed in the time off. Because, you know, it's kind of a blessing in disguise. You know, I was bummed that I couldn't compete as much or as often. But now I've really been focusing on technique and really transitioning more into jiu-jitsu. Because before I was trying to beat people with wrestling, now I'm going to beat people with both.
Yeah, so I think sort of the curse of being such an exciting grappler is people always want to put you in. You always have a tough road, right? People always want to put you in exciting matches first round. So what do you think about this matchup with Roberto? Gordon told us the other day that he's seen you guys train together. It's always exciting. What are you thinking about this Roberto first round matchup?
I'm looking forward to it, man. He's a light kid. He's fast paced. And likes to attack and likes to scrambles, you know, and I'm the same way. It's going to be fun. We had a ball training together. I'm looking forward to get back on the mat with him. And, you know, it's going to be definitely an entertaining match. I'm looking forward to get out there. I think everybody on the cards, you know, pretty tough. They know what they're doing. But I think especially Roberto is, you know, it's a quite a good matchup for the fans.
Yeah, he's a kid that doesn't even know how to stall. So, you know, it's going to be a fun match when you go out there. He's not going to try and just stall you out and beat you in overtime or something.
Yeah.
So, and obviously everybody thinks second round is going to be a third match between you and Cyborg. What are you thinking there? Obviously it's a bit of a rivalry, but what are you thinking about meeting Cyborg again this week?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing again. You know, I kind of have the same game plan for everybody. You know, my game plan is to, if they stand with me, I take them down, get on top and get to the back. And then if they sit, you know, pass guard and get to the back. It's pretty one-sided, pretty simple for me still. So, you know, my gameplay doesn't change much from competitor to competitor. Maybe I'll pick up the pace or be a little more technical in certain matches when needed. But for the most part, you know, I just go out there with the mindset that I'm going to get on top and stay on top of the match.
Are we ever going to see Nicky Rad pull guard?
When I have a guard, maybe. I'm light years away from that right now. So don't count on it anytime soon.
Is obviously you and Cyborg is a rivalry for your division. Is that a match that you look forward to? Or like, what do you think about it like that?
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like every time we compete against each other, I kind of make us go viral. So let's do it again. You know, I always get some good highlights in the matches, and just makes my name, grows my name and my brand that much more. So, you know, anytime I get to compete against a ADCC vet or ADCC champ or IBJJF champ, you know, I'm all for it.
Everybody's picking to come out of the other side. Hulk, is BJJ Fanatics the only time that you fought Hulk?
Yeah, the only time. And for those of you that don't know, you know, he beat me in overtime, and the overtime was whoever escaped faster. So, you know,
EBI rules.
EBI,
yeah.
So it is. I mean, it's never fun losing. But like I said, I've been training literally every day. So we'll see. You know, when I can see him out there on the mat again.
He sort of talked a lot. I remember I was there in Boston for that one, or in Massachusetts, and he sort of talked a lot, like, during that match and after the match. Is that a match that you're looking forward to get to run it back with Hulk?
Yeah, it's going to be fun for me to get my hands on him, to say the least. You know, I don't compete with emotion. I compete with, you know, steady mentality to kind of just use a steady pace throughout the whole match. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward to every match. Honestly, I cannot wait to really show you guys what I've been working on.
Yeah. Is this your first time competing since COVID? Is that correct?
Yeah. Yep. Since COVID.
Okay. So how do you think it would be different if you and Hulk meet up? How do you think it'd be different this time around?
Well, before, you know, I didn't pass his guard. I really just stood around the outside and, you know, kind of waited to overtime. You know, I'll be attacking more. I'll have different ways and more opportunities to attack submissions and guard passes and get to dominant positions. So, you know, look forward to seeing me, you know, once I do get on top, working my way around the guard fairly easily, get into the side control back, and then, you know, get a nice submission for y'all.
You're not somebody who pays attention to rules. You usually show up without knowing the rules. What do you know about the Third Coast grappling rules?
So I know it's sub only points. You have to get like first to 11 points wins or first to submission, yeah. And then pretty much every match is going to go to overtime if you don't score 11 points. So it's going to be 7 minutes and then 5 minutes for OT. OT is golden rule, so first to score. And yeah, I'm pretty sure that's it. And for me, I'm just, you know, like I said, take down, get on top, and get to the back.
Yeah, Gordon said Gordon's pretty confident in your ability to win Golden Score. He says you're pretty hard to sweep, and obviously, if whoever's leading in points could choose top, bottom, or the feet. So if you get to choose the feet, then you get an opportunity to get the takedown. So what do you think about the Golden Score for your style of grappling?
I mean, I think it favors me and my style much more than anybody else. You know, in any rule set, I'm going to be the first guy to score and the only guy to score. So there's very little room for error for my opponents. And, you know, I have a lot of leeway. If I get in bad positions, you're not going to keep you there for long.
Absolutely. So something I wanted to chat with you about a little bit. I'm sure you're familiar with this. You train with some of the guys in the card. What do you think about this Flow Wrestling card that's coming up, the Dake Chimizo?
Oh, I'm actually looking forward to it. I cannot wait to watch it. I like all the stuff you guys are doing with Flow Wrestling, especially like the Pat Downey's gonna have a tough match. You know, he has his workout cut out for him with you know, David Taylor and stuff. And
absolutely,
yeah, a lot of characters, a lot of superstars on that card. So it's always fun to see cards like that. You know, because you know it's gonna grow the sport, and just have so many eyes on these guys that grind and work hard constantly. So it's good for everyone.
I saw my boss CP was out there in New Jersey. Interviewed you the other day, and how you were training with Downey. How often do you train with that guy?
I train with Downey in the NJRTC once or twice a week. You know, before quarantine, it was twice a week. Now we're getting back in the groove thing, so it's like once a week, and we're picking it up slowly.
Chimizo is based in that area somewhere. Does he train with you guys at all, or where does he train at?
I don't think so. I think he's been like NJRTC a couple times, but just different days as me. I've never been there at the same time as him. But yeah, we get tons of guys that kind of come and pass through, like MMA fighters and different wrestlers and stuff. It's always cool, man, to just meet guys and see how different people roll, because it's you know, a lot of times a style clash of styles can do a lot of damage to somebody on the mat.
You and Downey, obviously. Back, I believe it got canceled because of COVID, right? You and Downey were going to have a match at one point on Third Coast. Is that something that you still want to do?
Yeah, I think we're going to get back on it and get a match. Definitely, we had a wrestling match for who's number one. Now Downey wants to hop on the jiu-jitsu mats and see how he hangs. So we'll have some fun over there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. And just how excited are you, man? Because obviously, I there's been so many events. I lost track. I didn't even realize that you hadn't competed, but your teammates have been competing so much. Craig's competing like every other week. Gordon's competed. Nikki. So how excited are you to finally get back out there, get your hands on somebody?
Yeah, super excited. I mean, it's always a little bit different, you know, going from practice to competition, where, you know, practice can't go 100% all the time, you know. So it's gonna be great to really let loose and you know, I've been working on some stuff and different techniques and different routes to get to a dominant attacking positions, and I'm really excited to you know, I'm having really good success in practice room. I'm really ready to kind of display those moves and techniques in competition, and you know, I look forward to getting all that footage and kind of, you know, my favorite thing about competition, besides, you know, winning matches, is going back and reviewing and kind of fixing what I can fix and help myself get better. So, you know, always working and always getting better, and I'm definitely ready for competition, man. Cardio's up there. My mentality is great. My technique is growing little by little, so I'm ready for the battle.
All right, Nick, what do you think the fans can expect out of you coming up in this tournament?
I'll expect some nice guard passes. If these guys stand up, you know, I'm going to get a highlight takedown for sure. Very, very few matches go by where we don't have, you know, either a video or a picture go viral. So let's definitely get back to that. And, yeah, takedowns, guard passes, see some submissions, man. I definitely see me, you know, growing into a submitter. Slowly but surely, and I think this tournament's going to be a testament to how much I've grown in these past few months, and see where I'm at, you know, technically, and hopefully we get some subs this weekend, man. I'm really looking forward to putting these guys out the way I want to do it.
That brings up an interesting point, because you took second at ADCC just basically being a wrestler who knew how to defend some jiu-jitsu. How's your offensive game coming with jiu-jitsu, with guard passing and submissions and all of that?
It's coming, man, little by little. It's hard, and you know, in the room that I'm in, we're all progressing at a rapid rate, but we're progressing at the same rate. So, you know, if I have any success in practice, it's tremendous. I had to work, you know, a sequence for minutes up until I get this pass or I get this submission. So, you know, I feel like it's taking longer for me to have success in practice, but it's going to speed up my success in competition because of those practices.
Yeah, you train with arguably the top two. I mean, Gordon's definitely, without question, the top pound-for-pound guy. And Craig's moving up there. And you're in the room with him all the time. What's it like training with Gordon and Craig for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough, man. It's you know, every day I start under Craig Jones. You know, Craig's mounted on me round one, and usually round two or three, I have Gordon on my back. So, and then throughout that, I have Gary Tonin, during one of those roles, and you know, a couple other MMA fighters, and obviously our jiu-jitsu crew. So, anything that these guys are going to throw at me, I've seen it done by the best guys in the world hundreds of times. I'm ready, I'm prepared, and to be honest, I think I'm on a different level than all these guys.
So we had a couple weeks ago, we had Mo come on. He discussed ADCC 2021. It's going to be in Las Vegas at the Thomas and Mack Center. He's talking about having like a music artist perform there. He says the show is just going to be a whole nother level compared to last time, which is hard to imagine because last time it was really cool. What are you thinking about ADCC 2021? How much are you looking forward to that?
I'm excited, man. I saw the arena, 20,000, you know, people arena. Our plans to sell it out. You know, we're gonna have our faces on billboards up and down the strip, the Las Vegas Strip. So, it's transforming into a spectacle and transforming into a real sport, man. And it's always something to look forward to, especially at the ADCC level. I'm excited for the tough matches. I'm excited for the vibe of the arena, for the fans yelling. The electricity in the competition room is definitely, you know, a couple kind of draws me to huge stages like that.
You seem like a guy that would really like competing in Las Vegas.
I can't wait, man. I'm a gambler at heart. I play the craps table pretty hard. So, yeah, in between sessions and competition, I'll definitely be hitting the casino floors. So I'm looking forward to Vegas, man.
Dude, it's going to be a spectacle. ADCC is always special, but when you throw in Las Vegas and going down to the Las Vegas Strip, maybe we'll have a Nicky Rod billboard out there on the Strip.
That'd be something to see, man.
That'd be amazing, right? All right, Nick, thanks so much for calling in. I think I'm going there. I'll probably see you out there on Saturday in Houston, man. Good luck with everything. Everybody tune in Saturday night, Third Coast Grappling Kumite number 4 on Flow Grappling, of course. Thanks, Nick.
All right, thank you.